بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the topic on the points of benefits in Hajj and rulings on that. And tonight's topic will be the pillars and obligations of Umrah and Hajj. The pillars and obligations of Umrah and Hajj. First, the pillars, arkan, and wajibat, obligations of Umrah. The pillars of Umrah are, number one, first, al-ihram, entering the state of ihram. And this means having the intention for the ihram. It does not mean putting on the clothes of ihram. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Verily deeds are in accordance with intentions. The second is التواف. The second is التواف. The third is السعي. The third is السعي. These are the arkan, the pillars of al-umrah. The obligations of the umrah are, first, shaving or cutting the hair of the head. Second, that the ihram should be established at the miqat. The ihram should be established at the miqat, which is the proper station mentioned in the early classes. The rest are sunan. Concerning now the arkan al-hajj, the pillars of al-hajj. First, al-ihram, entering the state of the particular ritual, making the intention for that particular ritual. This is the meaning of al-ihram. Second, staying at Arafah, because the Prophet ﷺ said Al-Hajj Arafah. Verily Hajj is Arafah. And the one who does not stay at Arafah, then there is no Hajj for him. And the timing of this day is from the Fajr, the daybreak of the 9th, until the Fajr the third is tawaf al-ifada, the tawaf of the visit, or the tawaf of the hajj, or known also as tawaf al-ifada. And the evidence is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah al-Hajj in 22:29, ثُمَّ لِيَقْضُوا تَفَثَهُمْ وَلْيُوفُوا نُذُورَهُمْ وَلْيَطَّوَّفُوا بِالْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ. Then let them complete the prescribed duties for them and perform their vows and circumambulate the ancient house. And this is a command. Similarly, the Prophet ﷺ, when he was told about Safiya having her menses, he said, أَحَابِسَتُنَا هِي, is she withholding us? So when he was told that she already made the tawaf of ifada, he said, فَانْفِرُوا, then move on. This indicates that the person cannot leave Mecca except after doing tawaf of ifada. And this is for the hajj, the pilgrim, the one doing the hajj. The sa'i, the fourth is the sa'i. And the evidence is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah in 2185, إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله. Verily the Safa and Marwa are from the symbols of Allah. This matter about the Sa'i 2158. This matter about the Sa'i, there are differences of opinion about it. Some of the ulama had mentioned that it is an obligation which can be compensated by expiating a sacrifice, and some of the other opinions is that it is a wajib in Hajj, an obligation in Hajj, and a pillar in Umrah. And the third opinion, that it is a sunnah in both Hajj and Umrah, and not an obligation. Now, if a woman gets her menses when she is about to move, and she didn't make tawaf al-ifada, I mean, when a woman receives her menses and her company are about to leave, and she didn't make tawaf al-ifada, in this case, then they should wait for her, or her guardian waits for her, the guardian who is in a state of ihram. And if they cannot, then in this case, the correct opinion is that she puts a pad so to keep the masjid clean, and then she makes tawaf al-ifada. However, if her guardian is able to return with her after they go to their town and she becomes pure, then he may return with her to Mecca to perform the tawaf. But if they are in a place where they cannot return, like from another country, then inshallah ta'ala, this would be sufficient. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Hajj in 22:78, مَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. And strive hard in Allah's cause as you ought to strive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put a burden on you in deen. Burden you in matters of deen. And has not laid on you in religion any hardship. So it's a religion of your forefather Ibrahim. Now the obligations of Hajj. The obligations of Hajj. First, that the ihram should be made at the miqat. The ihram should be made at the miqat. Second, the stay in Arafah should extend until sunset. So he cannot proceed from Arafah to Muzdalifah until the sun sets. And the third is the staying in Muzdalifah, spending the night in Muzdalifah. Of course, there are exemptions for those who are weak, elderly, and women, that they may move after the middle of the night to Mina . This is a legal exemption. And the fourth obligation is casting the petals at the Jamarat. And we learned many rules about that, and also many rules relating to the deputation in this matter of casting the petals. The fifth wajib obligation is al-halq, cutting or shaving or cutting the hair of the head. And cutting is for women, and the choice is for men between cutting and shaving, and the best is shaving for men. And the sixth condition is staying the nights of Tashriq, staying most of the nights of Tashriq in Mina. And these are the nights of the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. And when we say most of the night, for example, he may stay the 2/3 of the night if he is in Mina. And at the latter third of the night, there is no harm upon him if he leaves, and for example, to Mecca. Or the opposite, if he stays in Mecca for the first part of the night and then returns to and goes to Mina before the 2/3 of the night, meaning that he stays and sleeps most of the night in Mina, then this is fulfilling of this condition. There are exemptions also here. Those who, the owners of the shepherds, owners of camels and the like, or those who provide the water for the pilgrims, the water of Zamzam, it is permissible for them to leave and not stay at night, the whole night, because they need to, those who provide the water, they need to be in Mecca, and those shepherds, they need to be outside Mina to graze their animals. Also included those who work for the welfare of the Muslims during this time of Hajj, like the traffic personnel, the civil defense, security forces and the like. Also included those who may have a special legal excuse, like illness and the like, if they need to leave Mina and not staying in it because of that, then they may do so. So those who need to leave Mina, they may do so due to illness. This brings the end of the arkan of Umrah and wajibat of Umrah, as well as the arkan, pillars of Hajj, and the wajibat of Hajj. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.